This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Previously on AT Explained.
Okay, so my question is, when can you call yourself a real Austinite?
When I heard this question, I was like, yeah, I think we could all learn something about what it means for all kinds of different people to be an Austinite.
I'm just like, well, really curious to see what your listeners think about when can you call yourself a real Austinite?
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. Yikes. How are we going to answer this question? Well, I started with somebody I know who's lived in Austin for a long time, and I didn't have to go far.
Hi, I'm TK Largie.
Yes, that's my wife.
And I have lived in Austin for 26 years.
When I asked this question, I thought I was going to get a list, things to do, places to go, but that's not at all what happened.
I think you can call yourself a real Austinite when the city that you fell in love with no longer exists and you have to mourn it.
Whoa. That's both sad and somehow uplifting at the same time. I don't know why. Explain what you mean.
I don't know. Like, the thing that makes me feel the most like an Austinite is the fact that I feel like my ghost is everywhere in the city. And when I travel around, there's like all these parts of me that are all over the different places. And as the city's grown so much, it's become more that the ghosts are so hard to find because they exist in buildings that aren't there anymore or have been replaced with other buildings. And you'll be surprised occasionally with like this feeling of loss for the Austin that's no longer there. But then there's, you know, the fun new things that the city has to offer and the joy and the surprises of the things that are still there. So it's kind of a mixed feeling. And I think that's the quintessential Austin thing. I think that's what makes you an Austinite.
There are a lot of people who can relate to that, that mixed feeling of nostalgia and joy. We heard a lot of that in the hundreds of answers we got when we asked everyone this question.
When can you call yourself a real Austinite? Well, I think you have to really show that you're along for the ride. First, you must have lived here for at least 10 years. And during your time here, you must have had at least two life-altering experiences. I'm Kerry Kimbrough, and I came here to go to graduate school and to join the UT Jazz Band. And now, after 45 years and several life-altering experiences, I'm still here. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name's Nicole Goad, G-O-A-D, and I would say you can call yourself an Austinite when you can pronounce the names of the streets correctly that we love to mispronounce in Austin. This would include Nanshack, Guad, and Burnett. Not Burnett, it's Burnett.
Hi, my name is Devin Aller, and I think you call yourself a real Austinite when you stop saying back home we used to because Austin is your home.
Hi, my name is Neve Gray, and you can call yourself an Austinite after you develop the inevitable cedar, ragweed, mold allergy that we all eventually get.
I'm Nicole Wagner, and you know you're a true Austinite when you've been here long enough to refer to and reminisce about the old Antones. Whether it was on Burnett, old Antones on 29th and Guadalupe, old Antones on 5th and Lavaca, or new old Antones over by the new Emos.
Hi, my first name is Bianca. My last name is Castillo. I've lived in Austin for about 22 years now, and I remember it was probably about a week after I had moved here when I was 18. I was invited out to a music festival called Aquafest. And I arrived with my friend, and it was a beautiful, sunny, crisp day. There were bands playing, there was food everywhere, blankets spread out, people had their shoes off and were walking barefoot in the grass, and I took my shoes off, and for me, that was when I knew I wasn't going to go anywhere else, and I knew that I had finally found my place, and that's it. That's what I'd say. You have that moment where you know that you're an Austinite.
So my name is Rachel Farrig, and I've lived in Austin for a little over 11 years. I would say when you've lived here long enough that You've gotten some local experiences. You've done Zilker tree lighting, and you've done Eeyore's birthday, and you've gone to Mozart's, and you've kayaked Town Lake or Lady Bird Lake. When you can kind of speak, not so much with authority, but with a little bit of knowledge and be able to share why those experiences are important and, you know, how they make Austin what it is.
My name is Christopher Waters. I've been living in Austin since 1975. I grew up here. I've seen it change from a little city with the hippie hollow and a couple of bars on 6th Street and no skyline whatsoever to what it is today with a million or so people from everywhere. And to me, it's when you fall in love, when you come here, and if you leave to go back somewhere and you can't wait to get back to Austin, or if you're from here and you leave and go on a trip and all you can think about is getting back home to Austin.
So my name is Reverend Jarrell Wilson. I've been in the Austin area since 2005. Honestly, you're not a real Austinite until you fought a grackle for food. I've seen it happen at Trudy's. I've seen it happen at Torchy's, happen at Zilker Park. Grackles are, it's kind of like our trying fire is Austinite. If you don't know how to survive a grackle attack, you can't live here.
Well, I'm Cope Dilworth, and I'm one of those rarities around here. I'm a fourth-generation Austinite, and my children are a fifth. It's asking the question about who's really an Austinite is really very difficult. I came down with the idea that it was simply, if you really feel like you wouldn't want to live anywhere else, then by golly, you're an Austinite.
There's a kind of theme in all the answers that we got, a kind of nostalgia, a longing for the Austin that was, even if that Austin was only 10 years ago or 5 years ago. And bear with me here, I'm going to try something deep. Maybe, that feeling of being a real Austinite isn't a longing for what the city was, but who we were. A sense that we're part of a changing place and that we're changing along with it. We had someone answer this question along these lines, and it really stood out to me.
My name is Nisa Brown, and I have lived in Austin for 35 years, from when I was 2 to now.
She told me at first she wanted to say that you can't be a real Austinite unless you were born here.
You know, I talk about this all the time. People say to my husband, you know, are you from Austin? Are you from here? And he's always kind of like, yeah. Or I have been here for so long, I should be. And I roll my eyes and I'm like, no, you're not from Austin.
But then Nisa took a minute to think about it. And what she came up with was something I thought was really great. For her, it's about having a then and a now.
Well, I guess there's the then of Austin. What Austin looked like 20 years ago. That's one experience. But for me, the then is my experience, who I was, what my life was like. I have a memory of like having my first kiss on Town Lake, which is now Lady Bird Lake. And then years later going for a hike with my fiance, and then going for a hike with my family. That's not something that anybody else really gets to see, but like the city gets to see all of this. Like the city is almost like a godlike figure in witnessing all of my life and all of the changes and growth and development in me.
What advice would you give to someone, you know, who maybe just showed up but really wants to be a part of the city, really wants to call themselves an Austinite? What would you say to them?
I mean, I guess you can't leave. You got to stay, and I don't think it's like a to-do list of all the things like you've got to go see or do or eat. I think it's about letting your life unfold in this city and letting the city be witness to those changes in you.
I guess if there's something to take away here, it's that maybe there is no yardstick for being an Austinite. Maybe there are no metrics. It happens when it happens. That's probably not super satisfying for Sarah, who asked this question. Or maybe it is.
I love those answers. Those are great. Those really resonate with me, you know, not being from the city, but wanting to become part of it. And I especially loved Mr. Dilworth's answer you know, you've been a fourth generation, your children are fifth generation. That's amazing that your family's been here that long. And just that, but that you're like including me and including everybody who's new to Austin and saying like, you know, if you don't want to be anywhere else, then, you know, welcome.
Were you hoping more of like a list or like a checklist or, you know, because I think the thing that we learned, it means different things to different people and that it's not a checklist. It's more of like a feeling, I guess.
Yeah. I think belonging is a feeling. I think you're exactly right about that. Like, if it was a checklist, it'd be too easy. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, anybody can go and like get their picture taken with the murals, which I'm planning to do. And they can go see a UT football game, which I'm planning to do. And they can go eat barbecue at Franklin's Barbecue, which I'm planning to do. But, you know, I mean, if it was a checklist, it would be too easy.
So do you feel in some way more equipped to become a real Austinite, as the question said?
I do, and I've gotten to be on air, which is amazing. It's so special.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so awesome how welcoming everybody is, all the wonderful ideas that y'all have, and again, that it's part of making a commitment to the town, that you're here for the long run, you're here to appreciate the culture and the history. Like one of your listeners was saying, where she feels like, you know, there's all these ghosts of her past around town. And then to be able to really become part of the community and say, how can I make a difference in this community? How can I keep this town growing in really fantastic ways and really contribute and be a piece of the story?
Thanks to everybody for helping us answer Sarah's question. I know she appreciates it.
I love you guys.
And Sarah, good luck making your own ghosts. If you've got your own answer for when you can call yourself a real Austinite, you can leave that at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. You can also ask your own question there, or you can subscribe to this podcast. And while you're at it, leave us a review on iTunes. It'll really help us out. Again, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.